Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Friday. I don't know. It doesn't feel like Friday, but you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am your host, Bonnie Albers. This is reality radio, guys. I always say what happens to me in these 90 minutes, and today it's 60. You all know. So I am so excited. This is the wrap up your week. It's Friday. Most of you, not everyone, has the weekend off. And it is time to lay back, kick your feet up, and relax. So this morning, we are just going to wrap up the week and kind of review what we did. And then we're going to discuss timelines and what's going on in the sky. So I can tell you that this week was just crazy. We had Jerry Humphries. He was asking everybody to build a box, but really what he was doing was reading you from the inside out. I love that. We had so many people who wanted to do it that we have now booked that same show for Tuesday. So anybody that's listening that didn't get to build a box, Jerry is going to be back doing it on Tuesday. It's kind of fun because Jerry's with us. He's from the UK. He gives us time. He's a big psychic medium over there. And he just wanted to shake things up. When he told me what he was going to do, I was like, what? But when I saw how it worked, I saw the visions he saw. So I think that's really cool. And that was on, that was Tuesday. Tuesday we had Minnow Pond, and he is a tarot astrology reader, and he brought us all the star signs, which I love, and he was super tuned in, gave a two-week reading on everybody's star sign, and then took calls. We are going to continue with that, so every 2 weeks you're going to find out what's going on in the heavens and the stars and skies for you. A big theme for us has been angels. And another big theme for us is divine timing. Divine timing. I mean, what is that? All of us have been a living 3D person with divine timing. How many times have you asked yourself, I keep asking the universe for this. I don't know why, but I keep asking every night, and every night it goes by and I don't see that co-creation happening. But really, we're living before that co-creation happens, or we wouldn't have to ask for it. So sometimes we have to live pretty far to ask for what we want to co-create. Let's say, like, I want my perfect soulmate to walk in. Well, we come with a lot of soulmates, but which one is your perfect soulmate? So it might be that you got to go through three or four that would have been, you know, walking in, but because you asked the universe for that perfect soulmate, it might take a while to manifest. Same thing with a job. When am I going to get a job? It's usually the journey and what you're looking for that determines what that timeline, which is written already, is. But since we can and help co-create it, we just put it out there. And what the universe does is it brings it to you exactly when you need it, when you're ready for it, when you've learned the lessons about it, when you've actually looked realistically at your life and what you need to change to get there. So don't look at divine timing like I used to look at it, like what? Look at it as, okay, it's the journey there, and I am going to keep asking for it, and I am going to keep co-creating it, and I know the universe is listening. Another thing about timelines is we want to make sure that we are putting out what we want. People say very vague, because if you're vague, then the universe says, what did they want? So sit down and write on a piece of paper your wish list. Okay, what you wish to do, what you wish to see, what you wish to happen, and watch it grow. A lot of people make collage boards or dream boards or vision boards. I'm just not one that does, only because I put it in my brain. I see my vision board every day, but it's in my brain. I'm just not artistic. I try singing on the show, but I'm not good at that too, but it comes out anyway. But so people look at that vision board and they'll look back about a couple years and they go, oh my goodness, I did get that house. I did get that person. I did get that cat. And you don't realize in the moment what actually the universe is bringing you. But if you put up a vision board, a dream board, or a list and go back, you can almost feel the magic when you look after a while and you look and say, wow, I really did get that. So don't give up. Always put your best foot forward. Always thank the universe, God and creation and the angels, guides, and your masters, whoever you choose to thank, and thank them every day that we are able to breathe, that we're able to call into the show, that we're able to listen. And I do thank God, and I thank the universe, all my angels, guides, and masters for everything every day that I have. Some of the days for a lot of you could be challenging, but let me tell you, if you're breathing, walking, you can always make it better. And I always say this to people, and I also do counseling, but intuitive counseling. I say this to people, if you want to change what you're doing in life, you have to change the energy. We had a caller yesterday that was doing auto writing, and the message so clear was you have to participate in order for the auto writing to start. That you can't just say, oh, I can auto write, or I can be an author, or I can do this and sit there and wait for it to happen. You have to actually physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually put yourself in it in order for that vision to come. So here's an example. If you wanted to be a lifeguard, but you didn't hear back, I mean, this is very, very simplistic, but every day or when you can, you go down to the beach and you envision yourself lotion, helping clean Mother Earth and looking at all the people around and saying, I want to be of service. And yes, guess what? Next, it might not be that year, but the next time they look at applications, yours have popped up. So you have already been there. You're already putting it forward. You're already looking at it. You're already living it. And that's what real dreaming and co-creating is. Now, listen, I think I'm a princess. So every day I try to put on a crown. Maybe the United States will finally have a king and queen, and they might elect me. So I LOL. But, you know, it has to be a realistic goal and vision for you. Hi, Caribbean. Hi, Gemini Moon. So I just can tell you, yes, haha, Eileen. Yeah. So this is what I envision every day, but you have to be realistic. Now, am I going to have that crown? But you know what? I could have married a prince. I mean, well, I do feel like I married a prince. Jump on, Eileen. I really feel like I could have married, maybe, I don't know, I'm not young enough, but I could have married, you know, a Scottish prince. And I you can envision that, but maybe the prince that you're going to marry is the one in your heart that when you looked at him, he had that crown on. So again, be positive in your thinking, be positive of what you put out in the universe, but be realistic. And I believe that we never give up our dreams. We just take the energy and it might come. They're giving me the movie Under the Tuscan Sun. So I know there are people who don't like that movie, but I really do. I want to say hello to a very special friend and artist who was in chat. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Bonnie. I'm loving what you're sharing here about having your dream, because you got it. Nobody else has it. I have mine, you have yours, and everybody listening has their own.
Absolutely. What do you think of timelines? Because we didn't, you know, what do you think of divine timing and putting the right dream out there? Because I gave that example, like the lifeguard is really easy to see, but now I want to be the princess. But, you know, that dream and that vision, you have to just slant it slightly. I am the princess of my home, but I'm never going to be the princess of England, because it's just not going to happen. So if you put that dream out there, you've got to kind of twist it around. You still can be the princess, but you've got to be able to realistically look at what you can do with that vision. What do you think about that statement?
I think that ultimately, whatever is in the end result of all of your efforts and all of your actions, the key word mm-hmm. is actions, because you could sit on your bum all day and dream away your life, but if you don't get up and open the door, you
Absolutely.
Didn't go forward yet. So you have to do things in stages and in steps. And the biggest the biggest stage of all experience on this planet is to walk away from people who want to hold you back and
absolutely
say their own fears and project them on you. If they project them on you, just turn around and put a mirror up and hold it to them and say, who are you talking to? You hold on to that. That's not my problem. That is something you have to resolve. And then just stay true to your inner heart, and your inner heart will always steer you correct. Your inner heart could be your intuition or what makes you extremely happy or what you hear through, I hear it through my little right ear all the time. It's my guide, it's my angel, it's my higher voice, whatever you want to call it. But it always knows what you came here to do on the earth.
Absolutely. I think we had this discussion. I had said that we get up to a road that here is a good example, and I gave it to you last night, I think. So things are written already. We right. came here with a purpose, but we also have a free will, and that's how we get to that purpose. And I'll never forget when I was reading, and I truly see this, but there are places in life, they're on your path and on your life path, because it is your life path, that you come up to this crossroads in life, and we all have had them. And you're just tooling down the road, and you see three small branches, and you say, I'm at the stop sign. Which road do I take? Well, the funny thing is, if you look behind those three passageways or roads, you see the big highway again. But how are we going to get there? Are we going to veer to the right? Are we going to go straight for it? Or are we going to veer to the left? And lots of us veer off in different directions, but the main road is right there. So eventually, and you're going to get to exactly where you're supposed to be. It's just how you get there. And I want people to realize that, because a lot of people get very depressed and they don't understand. And the thing is that we have all choices, and it depends on the choices that we make in life. Depends on the road we take and how easy or tough it is to get back on that pathway that we have already written. So that's what free will is to me. I am going to pick up. Eileen just kind of got thrown off the air here. So, hi, Candy.
Good morning, Bonnie. How are you today?
While you here, I'm just raring to go. I'll tell you, I love Fridays because we just can talk about anything. And, you know, I try to give a re-synopsis of the week. And I'm going to tell everybody what's ahead because we've got some really cool things ahead. But what do you feel about the statement I just made?
Well, it's true. That's all I have to say.
What do you feel is free will in this? Like when you know, we do have free will. Some people think it's time, because time is the only thing that exists on Earth that doesn't anywhere else. I mean, we haven't been on any other planet in this lifetime to see how time affects it. And we do know that time affects all different planets. But time here can be your free will. Go ahead.
I think free will is like, okay, we have mapped out our life, but sometimes they show us different paths, one to the right, one to the left, one down the middle. And our free will is which one we want to take at that moment in time.
Absolutely.
And I do believe it's time.
Yeah, it's all, and you know, somebody pointed out to me, and we have karma. We're either here to make up, we're either here with other people to make up, we're here to learn. The really cool thing is, I can always feel the master teachers that come here to teach us, even though they come as, you know, your husband, your friend, your puppy, your cat. They can come anything to come to this earth to help you and teach you, and it's how well you'll learn. What's really interesting, and I know I'm flipping over a little bit, I'm going to put Eileen back on because I think we talked about this. Before you came, you must have overslept.
Well, we were kind of just piddling around. We thought we got up early, and we were just piddling around, and time got away from us.
Well, do you know what I have to tell you? The funny part is I did too. I didn't oversleep for the show, but a friend of mine was calling and she texted me about 6:50 and assuming I was up. But for the last 2 days, I have not been. I know Jay's probably going to say I know what it is, and I don't think Jay's with us anymore, but maybe Gemini Moon will. I have overslept. I mean, big time overslept, and I don't, and it's, everybody says it's because of the energy of that full moon, that it was pretty powerful and heavy, and not heavy in a bad way, because I'm a moon child, I'm a Cancer, but man, it just must have pulled the, you know how like the moon pulls tides, it must have pulled my tide out and made me sleep another hour. So in fact, I'm gonna put Eileen on so she can tell us, because she had come on before and she just dropped it to, I'm gonna hold you and keep you on. I'm gonna put Eileen on.
Bonnie,
Eileen, what do you have? Yes.
The full moon was exactly sitting on your natal moon. 25.
Oh my. Do you think that, so what is it doing for me if it's sitting on my natal moon?
Well, you probably couldn't sleep. You probably were just in your visionary state of mind.
Well, you know, I did have a vision, but I had a vision about a friend of mine who is a very famous astrologer. She writes for Shirley MacLaine. She's her, you know, if you go to shirleymaclaine.com and you look under astrology, you'll see Sandra Helton there. So everybody, if you want to subscribe to that newsletter, she's a phenomenal astrologist. She called me this morning and she told me that I had a vision right before she called me about, her coffee pot didn't work and it had broken. So it was really crazy. But you know what? I slept longer versus shorter, but all night long, Chili must have felt the full moon because she was up dancing around all night and I couldn't get to sleep. So you're right. I really didn't have a great sleep.
So it was on your feelings. It was all about your feelings. You were dancing in your dreams. No,
yeah,
it's in your second house. The full moon was in your second house, so it's all going to be about you getting connected to your values and your self-worth and thoughts about all of that.
Well, isn't
now it's
full moon
in the third house of communications. The full moon is the culmination of 2 weeks of growing, right? And it blossoms,
and then
it's the fullness, and then it starts to wane the other way, right?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Isn't it an ending of something and a beginning of another?
Well, it's the culmination. It's not the ending. It's like it's the brightest thing in the planet, in the solar system. It's just out there. You're way out there. You're way out there. And then it starts to get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and goes back into its own shadow. You know, it starts to get hidden. So now you're building. So from the new moon to the full moon is the time to start new things. This is the beginning. And then you burst out like the flower. You just like burst out and you show yourself, right? And then you start to, like the orchid, the flower starts to wilt and die and fall off, and then it goes back into its sleep life again, and then it gets reborn, and then it starts again. 2 weeks growing and 2 weeks declining, like that.
Oh, well.
I'm not a master astrologer yet.
Oh,
but
honey, you're
babies,
really, really good.
Thank you. But I think full moon babies are just, they have so much going on intuitively all the time.
Am I a full moon baby?
No, you're not a full moon baby. You're a Cancer and your moon was Aquarius.
That's sad. But was it on the full moon when I was born?
Mm-mm. If you being a Sun Cancer, the moon had to be in Capricorn to be full, you know, opposite. Your son.
Oh, okay. You know what's really crazy? And I know Candy's on the line, so you can say hello. Candy, are you there? Oh, okay, you're good. Well, I got to tell you something.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
All right.
Hi, Elaine.
I have to tell you something. You know, when spirit comes down, it breaks my thought. But it was about the astrology. We are we in an eclipse? Because I was talking to my friend and she said something about two more eclipses or eclipse here, eclipse there. Is there an eclipse here?
No, no, some astrologers were writing it as a possible partial, but okay. I don't study that part. The eclipses, I think they'll start in September. I'm not really sure. I have to go Google it online.
Well, go ahead.
My friend who called, an astrologer who's going to get in touch with you, so he could be a guest on your show. He's 38 years an astrologer.
Well, you tell him to call me because I love astrology. But I have to tell you that what's really weird is, you know, I'm a Cancer sun, and sixth signs is Capricorn. And I love Capricorn people. They're workhorses. But whenever I hear the word Capricorn, because it's associated with Saturn, which is amazing because it's the taskmaster, I want to cringe because it holds me down. So it's really weird when people say, you know, your sun or your moon is in Capricorn at this time. I'm like, oh, that means I got to work. So, and I love work, by the way, because work to me is play. But it's interesting. I think, you know, I want you to tell everybody, since we have some time, I want you to tell everybody, we were talking about things that are retrograde in your chart. Now, not my chart, but so we're just doing this generically. But like we looked at, you know, Arts, and he had 5 retrogrades in his chart. Is that a whole lot? Like some people, I don't think, have any retrogrades. What does it mean when you have a lot of retrogrades in your chart?
From what I was told, it's a redoing of those experiences. So some things may feel very repetition, you know, remembering of it. Oh, I've been through this before. However, how are you going to take the experience? Are you going to rebuke it? Are you going to reject it? Are you going to walk away from it with your head in the sand? Or are you going to embrace it and charge through it and realize it wasn't as hard as you had thought it was? And what happens from that is your experience now moves you forward in doing work on yourself, on your inner self, on your outer self, and you can go forward into life with less rocks on your back in your big duffel bag that you might have been carrying before.
Yeah, like, you know, I always look at karma. So karma is neither good nor bad. It's karma. And people have told me that because we're here to either work off karma, and you know that would have a negative connotation. But I always think karma is neither good, negative or positive. It's just something that you have to either you have to work off to, you know, learn, or something you are having to take. And it's really interesting
something
because
I didn't hear that word you said. Something you have to what?
You have to either work off karma or help someone else work off karma, you have to take karma, meaning create a good karmic experience. Just because you're working off karma, people think it's always has to be negative, but that's not true. Karma is just something. It's an energy. So if you can build wonderful karma, you can help people. Look at Mother Teresa. You can, you know, the karmic debt she had was she built so much beautiful karma to take into the next form or the next life she has. So I think people always think of karma as, or feel that most people take karma as a negative connotation. Karma is karma. And you hope that when you're here and you have the footprint of Earth, meaning we're here, that you try to tread lightly on karma. You try not to create any more for yourself. You try to actually work some off, because we're here to learn. We're all not, this is Earth school. We're not the angels we thought we were, because if we were, we would not be working off or communicating, or, well, we could be helping people. That's not true. We do have angels that come to Earth, but we all are working off and learning something. Even the angels, they're learning either to teach us or they're learning to help humanity. But I really believe Earth is a learning experience for everyone and everybody and every living thing that's here, whether you're supporting someone or whether you're working off your own karma. So I just think it's a fascinating word. It's fascinating. Different religions and different aspects will We'll talk about karma and what I do. And I know I'm going off on a tangent, but I do have to tell you, I learned from an instructor one time that you could think you're helping someone and you're actually jumping on their life path and you're capturing their karma. And that in itself, you think you're doing good, but what you're doing is you've just taken that other person off their life path so that you can help. And you, instead of letting them make the decisions and being supportive, you've actually jumped into their life path. And what happens is the karma that you create is not what you think. So I often tell people, especially with kids, I do the same thing, to be careful when they grow up, to be of assistance versus jumping on their life path and capturing it, because they aren't getting the full experience that they're supposed to be here for. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, except there's one word I want to add into the vocabulary mm-hmm. of our conversation. Dharma. Have you ever heard of dharma?
Yeah, of course I have, but I would love you to give the definition between, first give karma, then give dharma. They both work together. Oh, you don't know.
I'm looking
okay.
it up. Dharma is a key okay. concept. Well,
do you know,
my understanding is that that's the work you came here to do. And the karma, uh-huh. you want to work off your karma so that really your life is free and you can just do your dharma.
Absolutely. So, yes. Yeah. Well, you know, and you're always looking for that Libra balance, but, you know, but we don't really, you know, you come to work your dharma is what you're here to do, which would be what, the
yeah.
north node, or what, which node is it that
yeah
that
you could say, I would agree with that for sure. Yeah, you don't
yeah,
want to get stuck in the south node, you know, you
yeah,
have that
and you're
already in your shopping cart. You don't want to
yes.
repeat it. You don't want to keep buying the same merchandise over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're at the grocery store, you might, because, like, I keep buying peaches. But, you know, yes, no, you don't want to really put all the and I tell you the truth, if I really like something, I buy two or three of it. So I don't know. Well, I got to learn what's in my dharma and karma and all that kind of stuff. It's really crazy because we do put a lot of emphasis on words and what we do. And it's so important because that's how we communicate. So I love dharma. I'm glad that you brought it up because really those two words go together, you know, so it's what you're here
yeah.
to do and
yeah.
what you're here
and
to
it's
make
not
up.
Against and it has to do with what you said, not going against another's free will, just
yes.
standing back to be the observer.
Yeah, and that's really
doing
hard
your
for
dharma,
people.
Well, they eventually it will get easy. It
oh absolutely
being hard because that's the purpose of there are choices called free will. So you have a choice. Do I jump in or do I ask permission? Once you start asking permission, then you start to be freed up and you can stand back. Like I say, stand on the other side of the river and watch the play. And as you watch the play unfold, you stand back and you go, oh, it's not my time to come into the act yet. Oh, okay, I'm going to do my work over here, do what I have to do to be prepared so that in divine timing, I'll know when to come in.
Right, absolutely. But listen, I'm going to put you on hold because I'm going to pick up a
yeah.
caller and then I'll
yeah.
come back to you. But you know, I love Fridays. Everyone who wants to chat, please jump on. And you know, astrology, for some reason, astrology, and I had a great a guy on, Minnow Pond. I don't know if anybody heard him. He did your, and I think I told you in the beginning of the show, that he does the sun signs and he does astrology, intuitive astrology too. So this is so fascinating to me. It is so amazing. And Eileen did a chart. I just want to let everybody know this before I pick up 512. Eileen did a chart for my husband and it was so interesting the way she explained how the wheel went and the inner wheel and the outer wheel that I hope, Eileen, you'll come and do astrology and let's see what other people, you know, where their Venus is, where their, you know, their Mars is. It's fascinating to see if you've got retrogrades in your chart. And it, you know, that chart will tell you the map of your life, the map. And it gives you, it's like doing a treasure map. I had an astrologist, he's a PhD in astrology, just happens to be sick right now. And Ron Cole, he's on for years. And he'll tell you that that birth chart is the roadmap. It's like Candyland. It's what you start with. And you can really look at your whole life in that birth chart with what you're here for, what you're here to do, what you come with. It'll even tell you what your partner looks like, how many kids you'll have. It's amazing. And then you have updates, which is what you did, which is a progressive, I think, on the day that we were looking at. And it tells you what's aligned for you. And I just love astrology. It is one of the oldest sciences we had until science decided it wasn't a science. And that really, really irked me, because then they called it astronomy, right? So everyone, astrology is the oldest and has been used by Mayans who never even had a pencil. So it's just super cool and I love it. And I will get back to you, Eileen, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Candy, you're on. So we are going to pick up 512. 512, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Do you like astrology?
I do. And what you just said was actually really, really interesting. Really great point.
Well, good. I'm glad that, you know.
Not even having a pencil. Yeah.
Well, because just think about it. I mean, astrology, I mean, you know, I don't want to get into religion. Because I don't really rock with any religion that, you know, on this earth, except I am Jewish. But I feel like religions have created war and strife and all that stuff. So I don't want to get into religion. But even the three kings, they followed astrology. They followed the star. So, you know, if you think about how astrology has worked and the Mayans who disappeared, I mean, just disappeared. And they were a big group and they built things and they didn't have a pen or a pencil. They didn't have a calculator. They used the sky. And that's just the coolest thing I've ever seen. And we should do that, because if we did that more, we would be much more in tuned to what we're here for. But so now that we did that, how can we help you today?
There's a couple things. I'm hoping that I'm going to be getting another job in the next couple of weeks. I'm hoping that maybe you can tell me that that's going to happen.
Well, first of all, Candy, you're on with me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you hear me giggle?
Yes, I did. Do you want to start? Well, first of all, before I can't unleash my angel to you and me myself also, you know, in the beginning you heard me say, and I know you've been on, that we have to, in order to create what we want and put that energy out there, what are you doing to create that? Mm-hmm. So have you sent out resumes?
It's not really that kind of a thing. I mean, I'm a massage therapist and I do real estate, so I've got my own thing. It's just a job working with my boyfriend's company. So it's a job that I can do from home, and it's a job that's going to give me a consistent paycheck, weekly paycheck, rather than what I've been used to for the last several years of just, you know, getting paid as a worker and commission.
Well, so what you're asking us, and I'm going to let Candy, I know what she's going to say. So what you're asking is, will it work? It's not whether you get it, it's whether it'll work, correct?
Right.
Okay, because I already feel, I mean, you know, you know, it's the wording in this. You already have the job, as far as I see. It's you're asking if it will be successful. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Candy. I had to clear that up.
Okay. While you were talking to Bonnie, I do what's called auto writing. I write down what spirit gives to me. Mm-hmm. And what they gave to me was candles flickering around you as if life is changing to start anew. I wrote a new job, and it's over to the left of what you have been doing and have been asking for something to do more like what you would like to do. And so that was kind of like on your right-hand job is exactly what you were describing what you had been doing. So this is over to the left, and it's going to work for you because you want to, you know, do it from home and be a little bit free.
Yay.
Yeah, you know what, I knew what she was going to say.
When I giggled, when I put down new job,
yeah.
just like,
you. She's so good. She's my girl's so connected. And that's why I was laughing and why I wanted you to correct yourself, because you already have the job. Is it going to be successful, what you're thinking? Well, of course it's going to be successful. It doesn't have to be, but of course in your case it's going to be successful. So I knew what Candy was getting when she was laughing at, and we're excited for you, and we can't be happier, because when people are, you know, this is another thing, and I don't know why I'm lecturing today, but Candy, you can probably figure it out. It's probably the moon. I think Eileen told you my moon is on my moon, so probably I think I'm a teacher here, but. But what I feel like is when you put the energy of what you love and the energy of what you feel and the energy of what you want to do, you're unstoppable, because you're going to make it work. And that's not everybody, but I feel that with you. And so it's just, you know, you're living behind what's going to actually happen. So you just it's coming quickly. And it'll be very successful for you. You'll be very happy. You'll be able to make coffee and actually have your own coffee in your house when you want to. You don't really have to listen to a boss because you are. And you're going to be, see the giggling and laughing? That's what I want to hear. That's what life is about. That's what a job should be, because if it's too bogged down with people who don't like what they do, the energy becomes negative. And your energy is so positive right now. And it's so excited and so exciting that I just wish you the best. And we know that you're going to succeed. Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
Yes. I have something.
Oh, go
I have
ahead.
Something to ask.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do sunflowers mean something to you? Sunflowers?
No.
I see sunflowers all around you, so a lot of brightness, a lot of cheerfulness.
Well, you know what sunflowers represent
to me?
Do you know what sunflowers represent to me? Sunflowers is the sunflower is the flower of metaphysics and spirituality. So are you, you know how like we have the state flower in Florida is the orange, I don't know what it is, but you know, that's what it is. But for metaphysics, the symbol is the sunflower, looking up to the sun. So let me ask a question. Are you metaphysical?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's your message. She's that you're going to probably get more open and more open. So I saw that, Candy, which is why I had to explain it to her. So I am going to pick up the next caller. But listen, let
thank
us know
you
how you do.
So much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Have a great morning. Have a great weekend. And now 239-239, you are on with Bonnie and her angel, Candy. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Martha. Hello. Can you hear me?
Your name is? Yes, I can hear you. What's your name?
Martha. I'm calling from Florida. Yes.
Well, Martha, you're my neighbor then. So I'm in Florida too.
Oh.
But
wow,
let me.
Awesome.
Let me hear, what do you think about astrology? How do you feel about the stars, moon, and sky?
I think they do have an effect on us, and they can, you know, bring out messages.
Absolutely.
But it's not about controlling or, you know, taking our destiny by stars, but really just understanding the messages, I think, that can be there.
Your whole life is messages. We get messages all the time. So you're absolutely right. If we follow the messages and the signs, it almost is like what I said, it's like a treasure map, but it's whether we follow them or not. And some of us don't follow well. So how can we help you today?
Well, I want to find out, I guess, some direction in my present time, like what is kind of my next steps. I'm kind of resetting my energy. I feel that I need to get into a higher vibration. Like some events in my life have reduced my vibration, and I feel that I need to raise it. You know, but it's almost like I'm trying to see the top of the mountain from the bottom, and it's difficult. Okay, so I need just like a step by step.
Right, but go ahead, Candy. You're gonna do. Did you? What are you writing down? Because I feel you're writing.
First of all, first of all, I want to ask your age, please.
37.
Okay, you're almost to the 40s, and that's when we start to ask that kind of questions. What's next? What's going to happen? We're closing one doors and we're opening up other doors, and it feels like your heart has closed a lot of doors lately, and you need to work on it. You need to, I'm being directed to tell you to bring Archangel Shamuel into your heart to fix it with some pink quartz to work with that, and to put out into the universe that you would like to have lovely things come to you. I feel that some things that have just happened have kind of crushed you. Am I correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, not immediately recently, but yes, in the past few years, little by little, yeah. I felt,
crushed. I'm using the word, that's the word Spirit has given to me, crushed. So you need to start to work on your inner self and bring out the inner beauty that you are, because you're a goddess. And that's what they're telling me.
So here's my advice, because I love what Candy said. So you know how you're at the bottom of the hill, the valley, and the mountains at the top? I love that explanation. And you're looking up to see where you want to be. It's not easy to climb up that hill, but you have to do it on your own. Because what they're showing me is when you rely on other people, you're going to be disappointed in your life, because first you have to rely on yourself, and you have to, I'm giving you the message from Spirit, and you have to pull your energy up. There's easy ways. There's some exercises I can give you to do, but you are the one that creates your destiny, whether you get up to that mountaintop or you don't. But when you get up to that mountaintop, that's when you look and share. You share your life, you share your feelings, you share all the abundance that you have with the world. But right now, you don't feel that the world or people or situations have dealt you the greatest hands. And they haven't. That's because that's the learning phase. Now you're in the, okay, I'm learning. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to walk up that mountain. And I'm going to conquer it. And that's what I am hearing. Some ways to get back your energy is, one, sometimes like you could call it back. You know, you ask, you know, the elements to bring back your energy and purify it and bring it back to you. And once you do that and you start getting used to doing that every day, then you put the energy that you get back forward. And each, you write on a piece of paper what you want to achieve to get to the top of that mountain. Call your energies back every day before you go to bed. I when I feel really depleted, that's what I do. So you ask God or whoever you ask the universe, God, from all four corners, above or below, north, south, east, and west, whoever has taken your energy, you've given it to, or it's just, you know, dissipated, to bring your energy back. I always look at a pranic tube and I ask them to cleanse it before giving it back to me, and let it stay with me. I do that every night that I feel depleted. Okay, I probably should do it every night because we do give our energy away. We give it to people. We give it to situations.
Is there anybody that you can feel? Because I have this confusion. I'm starting to get some clarity, but I'm still confused about if somebody specifically or some energy outside of me is taking my energy, or is it just an internal, you know, thing? Because sometimes I feel like there is some external energy also in my field.
Do you protect
my energy as much as I can, yeah.
And you always bring it to the light, correct? You always ask mm-hmm. for the highest and best. Right. So if you do that, right. Well, I'm going to let Candy, I know what I'm going to say to you, but go, Candy, are you wanting to jump into this conversation?
I feel like there's a, I am not good at really reading auras, but I kind of feel like there's a hole in the back of her aura that she needs to close. Do you feel that, Bonnie?
Well, I see the hole, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what, and the reason I don't, you know, that I'm going to tell you this is because we all have the ability to heal ourselves.
Heal it. Yeah.
And what you need to do, because I feel you're very metaphysical, and I believe you do know about the universe and everything around you. And I, when we give and we use and we shine as a bright light, you know, that brings people in that want to grab from us. It doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that that's what they do. I have somebody I know that constantly drains my energy, and they tell me that. We're taking your energy because they're energy vampires. So it's whether you give it to them or not. I feel like that in the back of you wasn't something you wanted to give because it's in the back, not in the front. So if I were you, and I, you know, I'm sure you have your exercises, but I would call in Archangel Michael. I'd ask him to pull all cords attached to you, okay? And then I would call in and ask either Gabriel or Raphael, whoever you feel comfortable with, to fill up the spaces, which is that hole, with green, you know, I always say green heart chakra. And then I ask them to seal it. And then I'll call my energy back. You really are control. What they're telling me is you're the master. You're not a victim. You're the master. And you need to call back that energy. You need to seal up those holes, and you need to make sure that who you're dealing with on a daily basis is of light energy, okay? And when you come across people that aren't, you need to do whatever you can to, again, take the cords out, fill up the hole. This one, it's funny because she doesn't see a cord. She only sees a hole, which means you've released that cord. So you've done work on yourself. What you need to do is fill that up with the green heart chakra, and you need to call your angels to help you. Okay. And I know the next time, the really cool thing about this, and then I'm gonna let Candy say the last word, but the really cool thing about this is once you do that, that top of the mountain is not far. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm getting spirit here. In fact, do you have a mother in spirit or grandmother in spirit that's very spiritual?
Yeah, I suppose I do. Yes.
Okay, because this woman, okay, I can describe, I don't like describing because it's usually, they give you symbols for me, but I can see her. She's a little short and she's got, her hair is on the top of her head, but it looks like it would have been long. So, and maybe dark hair. And she's sitting there saying that she's with you. Don't let this happen, that you're really powerful. And she was powerful and just tap into her. Oh my gosh, she's all over me here. She just tap into this energy and she'll help you, but you're not tapping in and you're not tapping in enough to see her. And she says you can, and you know that. So she's right there. She like wants to grab you and hug you, and she wants to yell at you and hit you on the head. So I don't know why. Maybe that's her personality. But she's a very loving and spiritual woman. I'm going to ask her, please, to step back. I can't have this. And I want you to know that you've got the power. You've got the gumption. You've got the magic wand. But you have to take your power back and not give this away to somebody else to do it for you. Okay, Candy, I got to ask her to leave because she's on top of me. Please go to your daughter or your granddaughter, please. Okay. 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 She's still here, but go ahead, Candy. Oh, God. She's a powerful lady.
I want to add something that Bonnie said, that to write things down. What they were showing me is what they call a God box. You can name it anything you want, where you write down everything you like, everything you don't like. You can write letters to people, put it in there, and just seal it up and send it off to the universe. That's another way to get rid of it. And the other thing I got, I don't know if you're Hispanic or not, but they told me platanos.
What?
Platanos.
I don't understand what.
Yeah.
In Spanish, bananas.
Bananas?
Yeah, I was hearing bananas.
See, and she looks, it looks more like Greek or Middle East. I feel like this woman's, do you have any Greek in you or Middle Eastern? I feel like she's, or Eastern Europe. This woman looks to me, it's, my.
Real, not those big, huge bananas like we get, but the little green bananas.
No, I don't see any.
Maybe sugar bananas?
No. Well, I've been craving plantains. Plantains.
I've been craving,
and I actually bought a plantain and cook it, which I never ever cook, like ever. I made plantains, and all I crave now is.
But they gave it to me in Spanish, which is plátano.
Plantains.
Latinos. Yeah, well, that's true. Well, yeah, I mean, I am Latin after all. Yeah. And yeah, I'm like craving, that's all I'm craving is banana, plantains, and oranges and avocados. Like, that's all my body wants. And I'm, that's all I'm eating.
That's what this woman looks like. It's funny because I think it's really because she's darker hair and lighter skin. So it's really crazy. That's amazing that you are eating plantains and she's bringing you a plantain. I mean, how perfect and what a symbol! What a symbol for you know what you need to do is that, you know.
But those fruits you say are fresh, and your body must be craving fresh vegetables.
Right. Yes.
And most
vegetables.
I'm also seeing pickled de gallo.
I don't like that at all.
Okay, then they were showing me the opposite of what you like.
I don't like onions.
Yeah.
But also the meat craving, because I eat beef, a lot of beef, and I'm craving even more protein now. More, like, I was thinking of getting the beef, collagen powder, because it's like my body wants more protein.
Okay, I only have 90 seconds left, and I have to tell you, and I have to go get my nails done, people. So I haven't had my nails done in one of my nails, but I will be on next week. But you are a delight. Your mother, grandmother, whoever this is, I think it's your mother. Is your mother in spirit?
No, my mother. It's my nanny. She was my
nanny
in this life.
Okay. Banana. So your nanny. Well, yeah. But I think she thought she was your mother. She treated you like you were her daughter.
Well,
that's
she was my mother because I did not have a mother. I mean, my mother was not loving towards me,
yes.
So she was my replacement. Yes.
That's why she's saying, don't you dare say she's not your mother. And she's really adamant about this. She's hitting me on the head here. Okay, so I think you got the right message. I think you know what you do. You're really that close, and you're really right. You look at the bottom of it, and you're looking at the top of the mountain, but you're really almost at the top. So you know what you got to do. You're welcome. We hope you listen to the show and come back next week. We only do a 9 o'clock show on Friday, but every other day it's 1 o'clock. We have all kinds of special guests. So we hope that you subscribe. Thank you. Subscribe and listen, everyone. Thank you, Candy. You are my angel.
Thank you.
And we love you. And we're glad that you woke up. And you're the one that always likes the morning shows. Thank you, Eileen, for informing us.
We were up.
Go ahead.
We were just feeding the kit. We were up. We were feeding the kitty, the dog, and me, and it ran a little late.
Well, I come first on Friday. This is reality radio, honey. So anyway, thank you, everyone. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. No, reality would have been to eat the breakfast on the air. Anyway, I love everyone. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, Eileen, for giving us all those tips in astrology and chatting with me. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And Jay left the building, and he always comes in the morning. And again, to the callers. And Candy, you know, I just adore you. So thank you again. I love the morning show. We have to continue. We did have it, you know, until I took a hiatus, but it's wrap up your week and it's just about chatting. So thank you, and I'll talk to you all later. Join me Monday. I have a special guest right from the UK who actually designs, develops, and teaches tarot cards. His name is Steve Hounsome, and he will be here at 1 o'clock on Monday. Thank you. Bye.